It's Dylan Pick here with North Derbyshire Radio Sport, and I am joined by the Sheffield Steelers video coach Joe McCaig as we look ahead to the upcoming Elite Ice Hockey League season for 2025 and 2026. How are you doing today, Joe?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you, Dylan. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. I think you're the first bit of ice hockey we've ever had, so a little bit of history being made here on North Derbyshire Radio. And you've got a big weekend coming up. Last week, the players came in. How has the pre-season camps gone so far?
Yeah, it got really well. We had a pretty seamless league plays in. We had a few Air Canada strikes, which fewer through spanners in the works, but everyone came in and everyone's been in great shape. Mike, our strength coach, did a great job over the summer to keep the boys fit in well conditioned. And they came in on Friday for our first day. We tested them. They all did great. And then we've been on ice since Saturday and it's been great. The tempo, the training's been great. All the boys look really good, actually. It's been a pleasure to watch them this week.
Yeah, this weekend you've got your first pre-season match, as we said. You've got a double header, first at home, then you're down in Wales against Cardiff. What are your thoughts and what can the fans expect to see from the team for their first look of them playing some form of hockey?
Yeah, I mean Cardiff are of course a great team. It's a team that we did very good against at home last year, but then not very good on the road. So it's going to be interesting to see how we play home and away. But in terms of the team for this year, I think we're built on speed and we're built on depth. So one thing that we looked at is, in my eyes, depth wins championships, and we've got a great forward core and a great D core that can all play top six or top 2 minutes. So we should be very deep. We should have four lines rolling, and we should be able to hopefully put on a good performance on the weekend.
Yeah, that's one of the big things that really stands out about this year's Steelers team is how much depth there really is. I've mentioned this to people in the past week about even your bottom six could be competing at that top six level on other teams. And like you said, that wins championships, but also it's not won in the first week, but it certainly helps get your season off to that good start. You've only got three pre-season games compared to the likes of Cardiff, who've already been playing for 2 weekends and would have had their camp start 3 or 4 weekends ago. So compared to that and the rest of the teams that do have more weeks in their legs against you, do you think only those three pre-season games, you've got the two this weekend and then you've got one against Manchester next weekend, do you think that is going to have any sort of an impact at the start of your season?
Maybe. I think that the boys are all professionals and they know, they come to the rink to work. And I think that's the biggest thing about Steelers hockey is that it's built on hard work. And whether we've been here in a week or, 3 months, we're going to put the same kind of effort in. But I mean, it's a long season. It's, 54 games regular season and they all matter and they all count. So, we're going to show up every day and, regardless of how long we've been together, we're going to give it everything we can and, hopefully come the end of the season, some extra rest might be good for the boys.
Yeah, and looking at your returning players, this is something that for a long time in the Elite League, we didn't see this many returning players. And almost since your treble winning success a couple of years ago, it's been a bit of a trend, and lots of teams that have got bits right in their season have been competing for some form of silverware or in the top four. Have all started keeping players in instead of the typical European hockey where there's lots of North Americans that come for a year and explore elsewhere. Almost half your team has stayed this year. You've got Matt Greenfield, Curtis Warburton, Dominic Cormier, Brian Dyfley, Jonah Huttula, Rhys Kelly, Kevin Tansey, Mitchell Balmas, Robert Dowd, Mikko Jusila, Karl Schudra, and Sam Tremblay are all coming back for this season. Out of those, who's a real standout key character in the Steelers side?
Yeah, I mean, I think Foxy's done a great job recruiting this year. Of course, the high kind of returning rate is all down to him and the organization. People want to work for him, people want to be in this organization, and we treat the players right, and it shows that they keep coming back. But I think in terms of return, I think it's so easy to look at Matt Greenfield. Of course, he's a great goalie. I think he's best in the league, like without a shadow of a doubt for me. But he's also like an even better guy, and he's such a good guy to have in the locker room and to come in every day. And it kind of shows a level that he's, one of the highest competitors I know. And he's, coming into the rink every day, smile on his face. Boys love to be around him, and he's, of course, his on-ice performance shows as well. He's great all around.
And going to Matt Greenfield, he's kind of made some big headlines this offseason, signing a 3-year contract. Now, in football, to many of our regular listeners, that's not a big thing. But in hockey, especially in British hockey, a 3-year contract is absolutely massive. What are the sorts of benefits of locking in a guy like Greener for such a long term?
I think it's great for obviously the club that we get some consistency and continuity, and it's such a big role in ice hockey is a netminder, and the fact that we get again the best one in the league for 3 years is it's such a weight off our shoulders. You don't have to look around because it can make or break a season a good netminder. So, and the fact that we get him for 3 years is great, and again, like he's a great guy to be around and to have that as well. He's good friends with everyone on the team, so maybe you might get someone else back because Green is staying. It's that kind of solid foundation that you can build your next year's roster on as well.
Is there any worry of, because of the contract being so long, that maybe a little bit of complacency could come into Greenfield's game? Because typically, when you're on that 1-year contract, you're battling all the way through to maybe keep your spot next year. But is there a worry with the coaching staff that Greener could be going, well, I'm here for a long time, he may take his foot off the gas? And what are yourselves as coaches doing to make sure that doesn't happen?
I mean, certainly from my point of view, there's no worry for there for me. I think again, like knowing Greener, he's such a competitor, and there's no way. I don't think he knows what the word complacency means. Like he comes in every day. He's the hardest working, like one of the hardest working guys I've seen, and he's a detail orientated guy, and I don't think he'll let himself down in that sense. So I don't think there's any issues on our end for that, no.
Now, it wouldn't be a pre-season for the Steelers if we don't mention the man, the myth, the legend, Robert Dowd, the all-time leading goal scorer for the Sheffield Steelers. He got the second most Brit points last season, only behind Scott Conway. Obviously, it was no shadow of doubt in anyone's mind that he'd be back this season. Again, being that big captain role that he stepped up to so well since Jono Phillips left. Just what does Robert Dowd bring to the team?
I think it's easier to answer what he doesn't bring. I mean, he's a great leader, great captain. He's in the room. He's always talking. He works hard in training, and that's what you want. He's one of these guys that even imports look to as like a that's what you want to be. And he's only getting better with age. He's still in great shape, and he's looked great this week. And I can't wait to see him back on the ice. He's epitomizes what Steelers hockey is.
Yeah, you do make a very good point. He is really the epitome of Steelers hockey. Fans really do just love him, stick to him like glue, and hopefully the fans are going to stick to some of these new guys as well. Players who have come in, some familiar faces around the league, will get to them, but players making their debut for the Steelers, Eamon McAdam, Alex Ohldale, Jack Doherty, Jordan Southam, Liam Steele, Derek Gentile, Stephen Harper, Evan Jasper, Logan Nielsen, Cliff Pugh, Nick Seitz, and Ryan Tate. Out of those players in this preseason camp so far, who has really caught your eye?
Oh, that's a tough one. It's so hard to pick just one. But because I mean, a lot of these guys I've watched a lot over the summer. Like scouting's, I started to be a scout before I was a video coach. So I've been a scout for 3 years now. So it's such a side of the game that I enjoy and the business that I enjoy. So the fact I got to do it all summer was great. So I kind of know these guys inside out. But I can't answer that right now. I can't answer just a single guy. They all look great. I can't just pick one to single out.
So, going on to a bit of your role then in that sense, you are the video coach, but you do have a bit more input in the players coming into this side. And when the fans get the player announcements on social media of that excitement, you have played a decent part in who's come through the door then.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say it's a decent part. I mean, Aaron will send me a name or a few names across, and I'll check out their games. Normally, you spend a few hours watching them, send him kind of a report, and then it's up to him to see what he does with it. I mean, yeah, I don't think it's a decent part. I think a lot of the credit needs to go to Aaron for the recruitment, but I think we've done a really good job and really like solidified position.
Now, someone on this side that has a few question marks around them that's coming is British defenseman Liam Steele. He joined from Cornell University in the NCAA, which for most players, especially Brits, playing a couple of years at NCAA is a really big thing. However, those 2 years he didn't see any competitive game time. He's going to be spending the start of the season, you'd think, with the Steel Dogs in the National League, the division below the Elite League, on a two-way contract. But how is he fitting in, and what are you kind of seeing from him so far in the early stages of his professional career?
Yeah, I mean, I know, of course, I've been around the IHL and I watched the IHL all my life, so I kind of knew the name Liam Steele. I knew he was going to be one of the highest rated like prospects in the country alongside like the likes of Liam Kirk. So I know I don't know what the situation was in Cornell, but I know he's here with us now on a two-way, and he's a really great guy. I was able to meet him this week, of course, and he's really smart, really like big kid as well, and seen him on the ice, he skates really well, really smart. He's looked really good out there. And I think he's going to be great for the Steel Dogs this year, yeah.
Now, a name that everyone has kind of brought to the attention to of the league in a sense of who they think is going to be a real competitor. Now, we saw in the 2023-24 season Mitchell Balmas topped the league for as the top point scorer, but someone everyone's touting this year to be in contention for that is Cliff Pugh. He was a 2016 third round NHL draft pick, which is no mean feat at all. And 109 games of KHL experience, it's not a usual career path for an Elite League player to come from the KHL in Russia, but he does have quite an impressive resume at 27 years old. And what quality is he going to bring to this Steelers lineup?
Oh, he's a really quality forward. I mean, I remember as a kid, I used to have him on like a NHL franchise mode or GM mode. I remember having him growing up, and now seeing him, play for Steelers is really phenomenal. But he's really quite a lanky forward, quite tall. He skates really well, super smart. He looked really good this week again, and I think he's going to do really well in this league. And I think playing with the right line mates is really going to elevate everyone else around him. He's a great guy, and he's really kind of gelled into the room really well.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like what everyone's expecting from him, and obviously the highlight video that in the announcement when he was playing in the National League, which is a league I rate quite highly. The Swiss play a really nice brand of hockey, but he's also got that physical element, which as we play a more North American style over here, a bit more physical than the rest of Europe, being able to play both sides of the game, it's going to be a real benefit overall, not just for himself, but for the team.
Yeah, I mean, you look at his time in the KHL, he had to kind of play a bottom six role. And in that role, you have to be a bit more physical. You have to forecheck a bit harder. You have to kind of earn your spot in those roles. So he's kind of coming from that background. And in this league, you should be able to play, top 6 minutes, be able to show his offensive spark. But he's still got that kind of bottom six mindset of like working hard and forechecking the right ways and being responsible. So he should really be see a well-rounded player in Cliff Pugh.
A real 200-foot style of game, then.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, especially when people are putting him in the top line, a real 200-foot top line player. That's championship material, don't you think?
Hopefully. I feel like the league's got so much better over the past few years that you can't really have guys who don't play defense or don't play 200 foot. So again, it's an expectation for all our guys to play as five and to be responsible defensively, yeah.
Now, another big story over the summer was right at the start of the off-season. Logan Nielsen coming an hour up the M1 from the Nottingham Panthers, the Steelers' main rivals. And it's not just that. The Nielsen family runs so richly with Corey down in Nottingham. It was such a surprise that his son Logan has spent 2 years down with the East Midlands outfit and then has jumped ship to their arch rivals. Do you know anything about that? What goes into that decision as Logan to make the move up and join Foxy and yourself?
I mean, I'm not sure on the like details surrounding it, but I know as soon as he became available to us, it's a no-brainer that you want to add a guy like Logan to your squad. I mean, the Brit, he's so young and he's like 6'5", skates well. Like he's got everything you want in a player. So the fact that he's coming in, you know, I think he's going to be a great add for us and it's going to really help that help out the squad. And he's a fun guy to be around, really goofy in a good way, and he's really like brought that kind of youth experience to the locker room and just made it a great place to be again.
Now, you have a very interesting role that is more known in hockey than other leagues, say, or in other sports, rather. When you've got football, you've got your manager, then you've got your coaches, then your physios and stuff. And a video coach kind of is an afterthought, but you're right up there. And not only that, you're a man just around the rink in many places when the game's going on. You'll have times when you're on the bench, times when you're up near the media areas doing all sorts of stuff. Tell me a bit more about your role and the impact you have on the team.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of my role, I sort out the pre-scouts for the team. So, like, we're playing Cardiff this weekend, so I've been getting clipping their old their games sort of against Gap and Concordia, putting them like a presentation together to give to the boys. And during like our games, I tag our games, so I sort it out by events. So you have like your goals, your shots, your rushes, and I have like I think 60 or 70 buttons that I have that basically breaks the game down into its core elements and events that we can then use as meeting material, review it, we can analyze it, and then we also pull out the analytics from the data as well. So it's I don't know the impact on the team. I think, you know, I like to think I do a good job, but I of course the boys go out there and they work the socks off, you know, and I don't have that kind of impact. But it's nice to know that I'm just like a cog in the wheel for me, I guess. It's, yeah, it's nice.
What's the sort of feedback you get from players when they see the video clips, and what do they kind of tell you, or a sort of acknowledgement of how it's impacted the game? What the say when you're at training sessions, what do you get from players coming up to you?
It varies player to player. Some players love the video, some players don't really like. But bother not bother with it, but you know, they don't really ask me for anything, you know, they watch it, take it in, that's fine. But it's nice. I mean, there's guys that are 10 years prior asking me, what would you do in this situation, or how should I do this better? And I give my answer the best I can, you know, what I think. So it's but no, it's a crazy experience for me to have like guys that I've looked up to throughout their whole career asking me like what I should do. But again, it's we're such a like a detailed team that, you know, I've watched so many of our games, and you know, the little details stick out to me. It's like something that I think I really excel in is like the small details of the game. So when players ask me, you know, normally I've got an answer. I don't know how good it is, but we give them an answer, and they go on their way, and it's nice to see it impact the game.
Or anything to really help the team along the way, as you say, you feel like you've got a championship caliber team, you've got great depth. Who do you think is going to be your closest rivals into winning a championship this year?
Oh, I think that the league's a great quality this year, and I think 8, 9 teams are really gonna like, or all 10 teams are gonna give us a tough battle on the night. So you got to win those games, and then. But I think overall picture, of course, Belfast won 2 trophies last year. They're gonna be tough, and they got the CHL this year, and then Panthers, of course, won playoffs, and they've brought back a good core, so they're gonna be up there as well.
And finally, then, you've obviously looking after pre-season, what are the goals and expectations for the year? Obviously, the fans will have what they want, but as a coaching unit, what are you really looking for this season?
I think it's such a cliche answer, but it really is like as a coach, it's what you look for. You just take it week by week, and you can only do what you can do on the weekends. But as a coaching staff, we just want to make sure the players are as prepared as they can be for the weekend, and that's kind of how it works. Is you know, from Monday we start working on the next weekend. We prepare a video, we get in training. You know, Mike's in the gym with them. We're doing a. You know, as much as we can do to get them prepared, and then let the players, you know, play on the weekends. And hopefully, if you do that enough, you'll be in a good spot come come March and April.
Well, considering the fact that last year you were defending all three major domestic trophies and you had a strong performance in the Champions Hockey League off the back of winning the Elite League in 23-24, and that was we saw with Belfast the year prior, that extra games against higher quality opponents seems to create a bit of burnout in the middle of the season where you're struggling. You think now that isn't the case, and you'll just have the domestic scene to focus on. Is not winning a piece of silver and getting back one of those trophies from the 23-24 season considered a failure?
I'm not sure. I feel like Steelers hockey is so, and Steelers organization is so built on winning that if you don't win anything, that is a failure. Especially like last season felt like a failure to me at least. Like, it was my first year. I learned so much from Foxy and Carter and everyone, but it's still like it's such a bitter taste in your mouth to not win. But I feel like the CHL, you mentioned CHL, it was such a, like, because they're all midweek games, so we play the actual hockey Saturday, Sunday. We'd fly out, play. We play Tuesday in Zurich after playing in Dundee on Sunday, and it's like you go from like one of like Zurich's a lovely arena. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's amazing, like best in the world facilities. And then you go, we flew back Wednesday, and then on Saturday we played in the Storm Shelter, which is such a contrast, and it's so hard to pick yourself back up from giving it all against some of the best teams in the world, and then coming back to your league action. It's such a contrast in emotions and physicality, and it's tough to switch your mindset between that, for me at least. So I would love to do CHL again. I think it was a great experience, but it's nice to just focus on the league and the cup, and hopefully, do a good job there throughout the year.
Well, thank you. It's some fantastic answers and a really good insight in towards the upcoming Sheffield Steelers ice hockey season. So thank you, Joe, for joining us here on North Derbyshire Radio, and good luck for the rest of your season.
Cheers, Dylan. Thank you, mate.